know, when that music's playing, we got Wally Ballard coming on to talk a little Georgia Tech football and a lot of talk about on this segment as Georgia Tech won a very impressive game in Tallahassee the other day. Hey, Wally, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. I think like a lot of folks who are partial to white and gold, definitely feeling good about a 1-0 start. A lot of people didn't think that was going to happen, and anytime you can win on the road against any team is big, but especially to do it with a true freshman quarterback and against a team like Florida State, which admittedly isn't at exactly the peak of their powers, I guess. I mean, still a quality team with some really good players on an individual level.
Well, look, we know there's Bobby Bowden's not coaching Tallahassee, and mm-hmm. Chris Winkie's not there, but hey, road win to start the year, and it's the first time that's happened in a conference game in a long time for Georgia Tech. It was a big deal, and I'm sure all Tech fans just can't stop talking about Jeff Sims. Am I right?
No, they cannot stop talking about him. And I think, look, you know, I was going back and looking at, you know, what we saw from guys like Reggie Ball or Joe Hamilton in their first starts, and this is, you know, by far too great. I'm not comparing them to Jeff Sims, but one of the things that kind of jumped out at me is you look at Reggie and Joe's first career starts, you know, they didn't lean nearly as heavily on the passing game in those games as they did last weekend, throwing the ball 35 times. So it's not so much that I'm surprised that Georgia Tech was able to go out there and get a win. I think it was more so that they were going to rely so heavily on the passing game. You know, obviously Jeff Sims is a big part of that, but give the credit to the receivers as well. 10 different receivers caught a pass, threw the ball 35 times. We haven't seen a game like that for Georgia Tech in a long, long time.
Yeah, and we thought those receivers were going to take a little time before they did kind of get going. And, I mean, they were really, really impressive. There's no doubt about that. What I thought Sims, when he did make mistakes, they were freshman mistakes. Do you agree?
Yeah, 100%. No, I think it was one of those situations where you look at the two interceptions in the first half, and you got to kind of tip your cap to Asante Samuel Jr., who's a veteran defensive back in this league, preseason All-ACC selection. You know, you're not totally surprised that he was able to bait Sims into making a mistake or two. I think what surprised many of us, beyond just the Georgia Tech circles, but college football at large, was how well he responded in the second half. Able to, you know, not trying to do too much, just stay within himself, play within the offense, and lead Georgia Tech to a come-from-behind win. I think that was probably the most encouraging part of it. But, yeah, those two picks, I mean, Asante Samuel is going to pick up a lot of passes this year. He's going to make more than just Jeff Sims look foolish a time or two at the quarterback spot. So credit to Asante Samuel, and even more credit to Jeff Sims for bouncing back and not getting down on himself.
Do you think the coaching staff was surprised at how well Sims played?
You know, it's funny that same question was posed to offensive coordinator Dave Patno in his weekly press conference, and he just kind of chuckled and said, look, by the time we had him on campus in the spring and talking to him throughout the summer and then seeing him in action in the fall, they weren't surprised. I mean, I think the only thing they were really a little worried about probably was just given all of the extra stuff that was going on going to that game for Sims, being a Florida State commit, you know, breaking up or however you want to put it in December last year. There was so much added sort of headline and subplots and that type of stuff. And so I think when Coach Patino spoke to him earlier in the week last week, you know, just kind of prepping him for it, Jeff just looked at him and said, Coach, I think I know what I'm doing. I like football. I think I'm pretty good at it. I'm just going to go out there and have fun and not worry about anything else. And at that point, I think Coach Patino and the rest of the staff said, you know what? He might just play pretty darn well there for true freshmen.
Good for him. Good for him. Wally Ballard is our guest from the Georgia Tech Radio Network talking about the Yellow Jackets' win over Florida State. Your thoughts on the offensive line?
Oh, Bill, I know that everybody's excited about Jeff Sims, and he should be the headline for what he did yesterday, but if you're talking 1A and 1B, the offensive line's up there. Hey, look, you know, I know the defensive line had a good game, but, you know, Florida State's offensive line has been subject to criticism the last couple of years. The defensive line from Florida State, on the other hand, has some really talented players led by Marvin Wilson. And while he may have had his way during the field goal attempts, they really handled him and the rest of his defensive line quite well in protection. And I think you got to give a lot of credit to Brent Key and what he's been able to do transforming those bodies. You know, we were talking about in the pregame show This is an offensive line that added 15 pounds per man from last from the unit that started against Georgia in the final game of the season last year. So you're talking about a total increase of 75 pounds in amongst that offensive line. So I think not only do they look physically different, but they really played quite well. And look, I think Jeff's helped them out at times, being able to scramble and move his feet. And I think that helped Jeff out sometimes by giving him plenty of time. So between Jeff Sims and the offensive line, I was ecstatic for an offense that struggled so mightily last year to put together such a strong performance. I think the one key is they got to find a way to finish off those drives with more points in the weeks ahead.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. But still to see some – and, you know, this is kind of simplistic. We knew they had to be simply bigger, and you could tell, right?
Oh, yeah, but from the moment they stepped on the field, I mean, look at right tackle with Jordan Williams. The guy's 6'6", 340. I mean, when's the last time you saw an offensive lineman for Tech, much less a true freshman at that size? Now, you know, some of that is you're not exactly looking for those guys when you're running the triple option offense, but it sure is nice to sit there and, you know, and I know I went on the sideline on Saturday, but I can tell you many times last year where I'd see right there at the line of scrimmage, and it looked like as if I was having to lean one way or the other to try and make the heads line up, just because there was such a height advantage between the opposing defensive line and what Georgia Tech's offensive line was.
All right, let's talk about the defense a little bit. Obviously, Florida State had issues on offense. We know that. They did not have Cam Akers. I think that's something that's not being talked about with them more than it should, is that, you know, they're replacing or trying to replace a very good running back for them for the last couple of years. But still, your thoughts on what the Georgia Tech defense was able to do?
Well, I think much like the Florida State offense, the Georgia Tech defense wasn't playing with a full deck either. Trace Swilling was out for the game, saw him in the boot, although he did get a special shout-out from Jeff Collins in his press conference for the energy he brought on the sideline last weekend. And then, furthermore, you're also missing Antonius Clayton, who was not available. We don't know what the status is on him, but I think they're optimistic he might be able to be back in the lineup either this week or next. And then, furthermore, TK Chimedza out for the season, defensive tackle. So Georgia Tech didn't have their full deck either, and I think what you saw was a group that was able to create chaos in the backfield. And, you know, Bill, I know we talk often about, you know, how rare it is to see Georgia Tech passing the ball this much compared to what we saw under Coach Johnson, but really one of the bigger changes from last season to the years prior was the amount of pressure they got in the backfield. I mean, think about this. Georgia Tech averaged over 5 tackles for loss per game last season. Now, that was last in the ACC, but it was the most a Georgia Tech defense had averaged since 2013. So, look, in some ways there was nowhere to go but up, but to see the pressure they got from guys like Curtis Ryan's up front, I know he got a lot of attention, and Quez Jackson, I think, played a really fine game at the linebacker spot, and is a nice compliment to David Curry.
Well, it was good to, you know, see what they were able to do, because they, I mean, again, they just looked improved. I don't want to say new and improved, but there was an improved quality of that defense that, again, it may simply be size, but that's kind of part of what had to happen anyway. All right, we got about a minute left. What have you seen as far as the matchup against UCF coming up on Saturday?
Well, I think one of the things that stands out to me is UCF's got a very veteran secondary, much like Georgia Tech. You know, you talk about the Tech defense, and their secondary is very strong. Zamari Walton played very well last week for Tech, but I'm curious to see how Jeff Sims handles game two against a veteran secondary. We saw Asante Samuel Jr. get the better of him a couple times, but Jeff responded. Hopefully Sims and the Jackets can keep that air attack going against, again, an experienced group.
All right. We'll look forward to the game this week for sure. Real quick, your prediction for Cole Hamels tonight. What's his line?
You know, I'm in there going to be conservative. I'll give him 3-4 innings. I don't think they're going to push him. I'm sure Jeff Rancourt knows more about that. But here's the bottom line, Bill. I don't really care what he does in these 3 starts. I just want to make sure he feels like he's ready for that first week of the wild card.
Get ready. Get ready for October. That's his goal for sure. Wiley, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Can't wait, Bill. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Wiley Ballard from the Georgia Tech Radio Network talking a little Georgia Tech football.